This is URN.
The Popular Table Breakdown.
Hello and welcome to The Popular Table, URN's top pop culture show and the only show on URN which on Wednesdays wears pink.
Well, some big news has happened this week, mainly a rumour as of such, but it's been listed in the Wall Street Journal that Nintendo has been distributing software kits for the new NX, which is to be the successor to the slightly failing Wii U, as sad as it is for me to say that. Right now they're handing them out to third parties to try and get development teams creating games for the potential release of something out next year, which is just amazing for this new console, which apparently might have the same video game capabilities as the PS4 and Xbox One. It's about time that we actually get some graphics like that. I'm not that much of a graphic head, but it will be great to have people getting off my shoulders complaining about it for this amount of time. And some more details about it is that it's potentially going to be the first mobile / console hybrid console, which, to be honest, I mean, we already have video games on our phones, although I would refrain from calling anything that requires you to tap a button on your screen a video game, but I think the process is still pretty good. Yeah, come at me, mobile phone player games.
I'm thinking of super casual, quote-unquote casual games like Candy Crush?
Oh, no.
There we go. Oh my god.
Candy Crush because I used to play so much.
Free to
Let
play,
me
yeah.
tell you why. I loved Candy Crush, but I can never finish this crazy saga. So I just became annoyed about it. And I'm like, okay, I'm over. I can't play this anymore. Although I love it when I have spare time. This is all I play.
Well, I don't like it because of all the requests I get on it. Because I don't play it.
This is true.
I keep
this
getting requests
so true.
Every single day. I get a new notification.
I don't play Candy Crush either, but every time I sign on to Facebook, there's like, you now have 28 new notifications. It's just like,
Lord.
Exactly.
Thank you. You're all
that,
my friends.
I see that person that sent me the request a little differently. Yeah. After they've sent me like 3 or 4 requests.
Is this
all you want me for?
For Candy Crush, I have a love and hate relationship. It's complicated, but if you play, you're going to know what I mean.
Yeah. I played that for a while. I was like up to like level 400 something. Look at all the free time I have. And it was cool for me because, you know, I was 16 or something, so I had the common sense not to buy all these things and just wait. But you have kids there who, like, they'll be playing on their phone like, oh, I want to play now. And they'll spend up their, like, their parents' money going up to, like, in the hundreds, in some cases in the news, thousands of pounds, just to play a stupid free-to-play game in quotation marks. It's not really free then, is it?
No, it's not. So I'm gonna take it away right now because we're gonna talk about the American Music Awards, which is gonna take place in November 22nd. And of course, Queen Taylor Swift is the most nominated artist for the EMAs this year, followed by Ed Sheeran and The Weeknd because they got 5 nominations. And this is fantastic. I think Taylor had a great year with her 1989 tour and loads of polemics, but well, she's gone through this and I think she improved it as an artist. And well, I'm not her biggest fan because I love her, but I think her previous album was just very commercial, 1989, but there's actually a great song which is called Clean, which wasn't a tune or a single, but it's a great song which I would recommend for you. But who are you guys expecting to see winning this year? Because, well, you know, Taylor Swift was nominated, Ed Sheeran was nominated, Sam Smith was nominated, and actually they were all nominated in the same category for favorite album. Ed Sheeran with Multiply, Sam Smith with In the Lonely Hour, and Taylor Swift with 1989. Who do you think is going
to
win?
Who do you think is going to win, or who do you want to win? Because
who do you want and who you think is going to win?
Taylor is so popular and I see her doing really well. Ed Sheeran is fantastic musically. So I think in terms of who will win, it might actually come down to those two. I personally love Sam Smith's voice. I don't think he did a great job with the new James Bond song, but his album In the Lonely Hour is so beautiful, so haunting. And in terms of quality of songs, that's my pick. But I somehow don't think he's going to win, which is a shame.
It's a shame. I think that Sam Smith, he's amazing with his vocal performance. He's fantastic. If you listen to his album, you're going to know this. He has songs like I Can and Money on My Mind and
Leave Your Lover and Lay Me Down. That's the one.
And I'm Not the Only One as well.
Beautiful songs.
Yeah,
every
amazing.
One.
And yes, of course, he did a great job. He's sounding different than many artists. Some people even claim that he's like the new Adele because he has a strength and a good voice to make songs seem powerful. And on the other hand, we have Taylor Swift, which for me was, I'm sorry, Taylor, but it was way too commercial. I actually enjoy to listen to your songs when I'm clubbing in rescue rooms, but honestly, it's not the kind of thing that I would listen to fill my soul with music. Definitely not.
Ooh.
So sorry,
hang
Taylor.
On.
I mean,
hang
there is one song.
On.
There is one song that it's clean, which I actually found it was beautiful.
Which one?
Clean.
Oh.
Yes, it's her 13th song in the album.
See, I love Blank Space, and I love Style, and I love Into the Woods. I
but
think
it's too commercial. It could be any other artist could sing the same song and sound pretty similar.
I think Taylor Swift is going to win.
She's
going to
win.
For a reason, because she does so well. Like, she makes most of her music. She talks to all of her fans. My sister is her biggest fan as well, which doesn't help in the house. It's slightly biased view.
To be very, very fair, when you say your sister's the biggest fan, anyone who has heard this show last year will know that we are basically Taylor Swift's number one unofficial fan. Saint Taylor.
But there's a reason
saint
why...
of the popular
I'm not like in love with her anymore. It's just because her previous album, Speak Now, which was her third album, was such a fantastic album. And I don't know, she was trying new things, but she was still very true to herself. And I don't know, when I listen to like Blank Space, it's just too commercial for me somehow. And another thing, we didn't discuss Ed Sheeran, people. What is wrong with you? We should discuss Ed Sheeran. Ed Sheeran is like the king here in England right now. So, yes, and don't forget, he has so many memorable songs in his album. If you think about Thinking Out Loud and Photograph, I think there are actually songs in 10 years' time we actually gonna remember.
And for that matter, Sing, which we played out earlier on the show, which was quite an exciting one. But I love Ed Sheeran as well. I think it's a very strong category, actually, and I think part of that is because it's three very different artists, three very different types of artists. Because you talked about Taylor Swift being, yes, I will agree, she's more commercial, more traditional pop, but it's really, like, it's still very catchy and really good songs.
And
I still
Style
think.
Is a good song.
Style's
I like
a fantastic
to dance
song.
Along to the song.
So you've got that, then you've got Ed Sheeran, who has a really groovy...
It's deeper,
but he's like, he still has some really groovy dance. He's like, Sing, I can dance to Sing. But then you have Sam Smith, who's, you know, very, very emotional, very vocal. So you've got a nice range there, which I think makes it both very interesting but also harder to actually decide.
Do you know what? For the female category, Ariana Grande was nominated, Swift was nominated, and Megatrainor was nominated. I think it will be fair to Swift to win.
Oh yeah.
Although I think Ariana has a great vocals. But I don't think it shouldn't be Ariana who is winning because she's just starting. I think she can do even better than what she's already doing. She did such a great job with One Less Problem, One Less Time, and Break Free that I think she can even make it better because she's almost like Mariah Carey. I mean, she has a great range for her voice performance. And yeah. And Swift, let's be fair, she's been on the road for like almost 10 years right now. So, yeah, she's more likely to win. Megatrainor, I'm so sorry, but All About That Bass and Lips Are Moving are gonna be songs people will forget soon. Like, 3 years' time. I don't think people will actually sing along to the songs anymore.
Can I say that they're both songs that I think will be relegated to, like, music in the lifts? Like, you know, the kind of...
Wow, rude. Yes. This guy's rude.
I'm sorry.
We're getting like, real here
no,
today.
Because the thing is,
up to 4-3, please.
No, because
it's
the
all
thing,
about that bass.
Because the thing is, they're catchy. They're fun to play. They're fun to listen to when you're at a club or when you're out dancing. But that's really about it. Like, I can't imagine myself going, I want to listen to a song now. Ooh, I know. Meghan Trainor. No, sorry. No. Lift music, you'd be great. But...
Wow.
I don't like her. Sorry.
I have to agree with you. Unfortunately,
I don't like her music. I'm sorry.
But moving on, there is a favorite male artist in the category, and it's Nick Jonas and Sharon and Sonny Smith. If you think about Nick Jonas, he was in Jonas Brothers a few years ago. And of course, his single Jealous was very successful. But I think that Ed Sheeran should be the one winning again, because Think It Out Loud is such a fantastic song.
I would love Sam Smith to win, though.
Yeah, I love I'm Not the Only One. And yeah.
Is that the one he got nominated for, then? I'm Not
No, it's for Favorite Male Artist.
So it's, yeah.
So it's overall Ooh. Performance. It's yeah. so hard to decide.
It is. I do think it's down to Ed Sheeran and Sam Smith, though, not Nick Jonas. I mean, he's done a fantastic job reinventing his image. He's kind of done... He's not done quite... what Justin Timberlake was able to do when he quit NSYNC. I mean, that was an amazing
end. Agreed.
But Nick was
fantastic.
Always the talent one in the band.
Yeah, but
you
he's
know?
Kind of gone from, like, you know, he's gone from a Disney teen
a boy
bopper
band.
To,
yeah.
you know, levels. So he's changed his image quite a lot, but I do think that we need to... I think it's down to Sam Smith and Ed Sheeran.
Yeah, because I think Nick Jonas has done really well. Sorry. To get,
oh, yeah.
I think he's done really well with recently and just... making his contacts in the industry, so I think he's done really well in that respect, but obviously not on the same level that Ed Sheeran and Sam Smith are on.
Fair Let's enough. Also not forget that Nick Jonas has been getting involved a lot with television shows, so you know,
yeah, it's a good way of promoting.
It's a good way of promoting, but you know, that means that his music isn't getting
he's
as much time.
He's the king of falsettos, so yeah.
Yet.
Oh, moving on, there's the artist of the year as well, which Luke Bryan, Ariana Grande, Maroon 5, Nick Minaj, Ed Sheeran, Sam Smith, and Taylor Swift, and Meghan Trainor, and The Weeknd, and One Direction were nominated. Who you think is gonna win for this year?
Who's gonna? Who? Okay, again, if we it's think probably Taylor Swift, probably Tay Tay.
Tay. Yeah, I wanted Sam Smith. Like, my heart beats for Sam Smith because he's just starting his career. So, yeah, Sam Smith, I'm supporting you. You've got to win.
So, if people who are voting in the AMAs, is it a popular
yes,
vote?
Yes, popular vote.
If people are still voting for the AMAs and you think we are nice people, vote for Taylor Swift, Ed Sheeran, and Sam Smith in all the categories, even the ones they're not nominated.
Yes.
We've started a new feature called The Popular Opinion, where we're going to go out and let people rant. And that's all it is. Rant for however long you want. Not more than 1 minute, so not really however long you want. But about up to a minute on popular culture. And this is our first feature. It's from a student here at the university. She's asked to remain anonymous, but here is her opinion on celebrity culture.
Okay, so the thing that annoys me a lot about today's pop culture is people's obsession about celebrities. In this particular example, Kim Kardashian and her butt. Like, it's just a butt. It's something we all have, something we need for physiological purposes and to sit on. Why would you get obsessed? Like, you probably don't walk around on campus anywhere looking at people like, oh my God, that's a really nice butt. Oh my God, it's so amazing. Did you see that? No. So why would you get obsessed about Kim Kardashian? Seriously, she's famous for being famous and stupid. And it's just something that annoys me, and I don't know why you get so excited about it. Why would you create fan pages about it? Post about it, tweet about it, anything. It's just ridiculous, guys. Yeah.
That's a preview of what we're trying to do with this segment. Remember, it can be about anything you like, and if you want to get in touch, please tweet us at Popular Table with contact details, and we'll come and vox you.